Punk John Burton Show presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Patton Cook, intern Devlin, right here in the Strike It's Fair Family Fun Center studios. I mentioned it, 4th of July weekend, hot dogs, apple pie, baseball, right? Not necessarily in that order, right? Beer has got to be in there too, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of it. But we're joined now by the voice of the Nashville Sounds, good buddy Jeff Hym. Hey, Jeff, good morning. What are you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
How you doing, Jeff? Good to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you guys. And you're right, man. This is kind of one of those weeks and weekends that just feels good to have the ballpark involved. And I think a lot of people are going to be doing that this weekend for the Sounds.
Yeah, it's all, when you look at the calendar, you look at the holidays, are we at home or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for a long time, and this year is that way, for a long time the schedule would get set up so that you're either home on the 3rd or the 4th, because every team across the country wants to do the fireworks and have the big crowd at some point for that holiday, and that's the way it is this year. Sunday being the 3rd, we are home, and then we'll be on the road on Monday in Columbus, and they'll get to do their version of what we're going to do at First Horizon Park on Sunday. So everybody around the AAA world gets the best of both worlds this weekend, either on the 3rd or the 4th.
Well, it's the best of both worlds for me. The Brewers lead their division, mm-hmm. and their AAA Sounds lead the International East. Pretty good, huh?
You can't beat it. I know the Brewers are happy with that. I know the Sounds are happy with that. It's been a lot of fun so far this year, and it's been pretty similar to other years in that when the Brewers are going well, that typically means they're pretty healthy, which means the Sounds roster gets left alone a little bit more. So that allows the Sounds to play a little bit better. And then when the Brewers have needs, obviously the first thing they're going to do is call on the Sounds. And that has certainly happened a lot in May and June after a pretty quiet April. But there's depth in the organization. And, of course, it's always a thrill to see guys go up from AAA. We've seen a lot of guys already this year go up and make their major league debut. Some of them are still there. And so the Brewers have had... they've had some key guys get hurt. I mean, they've been without Brandon Woodruff at times. They just got him back. They're still without Freddie Peralta. They're without Aaron Ashby, who was so fun to watch as a Sound last year. So they've had their needs. They were without Willy Adames for a while. So kind of treading water at times, and been really cool to see not just Sounds go up, because you know that's always going to happen at AAA, but Sounds have gone up and contributed and helped that Brewers team continue to be where it is, and they've got high aspirations this year to go farther than they did last year, and not just win a division, but try to get to a World Series. And so the Sounds, being AAA for Milwaukee, are going to play a big part in that effort, and we've seen that already happen through the first 3 months.
Yeah, watching Ashby here last year, you saw it, and I think he's coming back maybe this weekend or within a week or so, but you can really sense it, and it really, with what's going on up there with Stearns and then everything with that ownership, and then the I think a really good synthesis, because I hear a lot of it from the Milwaukee side. Obviously, I'm going to follow the Sounds here,
right,
but I follow the Milwaukee on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And right now, that organization is as deep. And, you know, they had Woodruff down, you know, for a rehab, I guess, with the Sounds in Memphis, but right up the road in Appleton, they can send a lot of players too. So it just seems like the entire organization, top to bottom, is really well.
It does. I agree with you, and I think a big part of that, there was a stretch the first week of June. The Sounds were on a 2-week road trip through Toledo and Durham. It was right around Memorial Day, flipping May into June, and the Sounds had 4 guys go up to Milwaukee, all of whom were making their major league debut. It included Ethan Small, who's back with us now and has got a tremendously bright future. The International League Pitcher of the Week this past week. He struck out 10 over 7 innings last Saturday, but he went up on Memorial Day, made his major league debut, first-round pick. Not a surprise that he gets an opportunity somewhere along the line. He's got a very bright future. But then there were 3 other guys who were all non-drafted free agents who, you know, have had a totally different path through the game. A little bit older guys, talking about Luke Barker, Peter Strzelecki, and Jason Alexander. And, Greg, you know, Alexander's still up there and has done really well in that rotation. 29 years old, he'd had injuries. He was never considered the quote-unquote prospect, not a first-round pick. He'd switched organizations. And it's all come together for him this year a combination of some good fortune with health, but then also he's kept getting better as a pitcher. He's not I am who I am, and hopefully this works out. He's 29 years old, still trying to get better and better and make adjustments, and he felt like the Brewers were a good fit for him, and he's still in the big leagues. So when you talk about depth and how can they withstand this guy going down or that guy going down, you get depth by finding diamonds in the rough. And, you know, Luke Barker played independent ball, and the Brewers found him a few years ago. Strzelecki is an undrafted free agent who's kind of pitched his way into being on their radar. So that's how you continue to win games at the big league level and have a good AAA team, is, of course, drafting well with your first and second rounders and things like that, but then also finding the guys on the periphery who the scouts say, oh, I see something there. If we tweak this, or we make him better with this, or we add this pitch, whatever it is, that's how organizations get the depth that you're talking about. And I think that's where the Brewers have been great these last few years.
By the way, if you want to see Ethan Small pitch, he's, what, tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Starting tomorrow.
Yep.
Jeff, you know, it's funny because you mentioned Willie Adames, and, you know, he came down here for a rehab stint a few weeks ago, I know. What is that like for the guys that are on the AAA roster when the guy comes down from the big leagues? Is that kind of energized the clubhouse a little bit when that guy comes down from the big league club to, you know, spend maybe a couple of games rehabbing at AAA?
I think it definitely can. I think in the case of Willie, he's one of the best guys, best humans in the game. So he just has this natural energy about him that can help a team down at AAA. He's an encouraging player. He's not, you know, bow down to me, I'm the big leaguer. He's
right.
Just sort of like, yeah, I'm here right now. I'm one of you guys, and you guys can get up there with me too. And that was during that stretch when we did have a lot of guys going up at that particular time. So, yeah, those rehab assignments can certainly energize a team. I mean, when Brandon Woodruff came down and the Sounds were in Memphis, it was only for a couple days, but a lot of guys knew Woodruff and have known Woodruff. And he was a guy who was not this first-round pick, this Mike Trout-level prospect. He had to make some adjustments when he got into pro ball, and now you see he's a two-time All-Star. So most major leaguers are what some current AAA guys are, where it takes a little bit of time. You got to get the feet wet, and then maybe you come back down, you go back up. There are so few examples of guys who get to the big leagues, make their debut, never struggle, never go back to AAA, and take off the rest of the way. That just does not happen very often. I mean, most Hall of Famers, if you go look at their minor league stats and the time they might have spent in the minor leagues, it's probably longer than you think as time goes on. So when guys like a Woodruff or Adames come down on rehab, I think it can be just another reminder for some guys who are grinding at AAA to learn about somebody else's path, see what that player has gone on to do, because chances are it's a somewhat similar path to what that player might be going through in his own right at AAA.
You know, it's funny because both you guys mentioned just how buttoned up the Brewers organization is, and that certainly is true. You know, having worked in Pittsburgh, Jeff, and covered the Pirates for so long, I can tell you, folks in Pittsburgh, they hate the Brewers. You know why? Because they're jealous, because they're a similar market team that has found a way to be competitive and win, and the Pirates really haven't had that formula but for a couple of years last decade. But it just goes to show, you know, baseball is what it is. It's not fair, you know, with the economics and everything like that. But you have to find a different way to get the job done. That's why I have so much respect. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a jerk Yankee fan, okay? I get it. We try to buy everything. But I love the fact that a market like Milwaukee, an organization like Milwaukee, is finding other ways to be and stay competitive. And Pittsburgh hasn't found that out yet. I mean, that's where you are. You kind of are where you are in baseball, right? You got to figure it out.
Well, and Mark Anastasia, the owner of the Brewers, that trickles all the way through. And I think I said David Stearns. I mean, I'm a year off on that general manager because it's now Matt Arnold. But that's where it starts, and it trickles all the way down from the relationship, from the commitment of the ownership, and that's what they have at the very top.
Yep.
Yeah, I think there's the ability to do more with less when you're talking just about flat out resources and payroll and things like that, if you're talking about the Brewers and the Pirates. But I will say, and you know this, John, I mean, the Yankees, of course, they are big spenders when they need to be. They've had a pretty good farm system for a long time now.
Right.
And yes, they're going to use some of that in trades, but they've also brought a good amount of that to the big leagues. And I think, that's always a good recipe to have guys coming up because those first few years, from a payroll standpoint, they're less expensive, and then that might allow you, the more depth you have in the system, the more freedom it allows you in what type of transaction you want to try to make to add to the big league roster. And you know, we're seeing Indianapolis here in town now, AAA for the Pirates, and the Brewers and Pirates are playing this weekend in Pittsburgh. It's been tough for the Pirates. They do have some young talent on this Indianapolis team, and they've got several guys who are down from Pittsburgh on rehab assignment with this Indy team. It's, we just saw Norfolk come through AAA for Baltimore. That seems loaded with young talent. I get it. The fans are saying, yeah, but let's see it at the big league level, and that's fair. But you can see it when you cover the AAA teams that there is talent there, but it can take a while. And unfortunately for the Pirates, the way it's gone for them, it's taken a long while. And the Brewers at the big league level have been able to take advantage of that whenever they've been able to play Pittsburgh. And somewhere along the line, you think it might evolve for the Pirates, but you're right. It's taking a while.
Although Brian Reynolds yesterday with three home runs,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that. Jeff Hem with us, play-by-play voice of the Sounds, Jeff Hem, PBP. I noticed that last night, I believe, the Sounds went over 18 million in all-time attendance. Of course, a huge nod to Larry Schmitto and that original ownership group that really placed major or minor league baseball, professional baseball, in our city and made that, the Sounds, so much a part of it. Then the new ownership, the new stadium, and everything. 18 million. That's quite a trademark, and that goes to the former and the new, or the current rather.
I agree with you, and it is an incredible number to kind of step back and just consider the volume of people that have enjoyed a ball game like that in our great city. I can't believe we're already in year 7 of First Horizon Park.
Wow,
opened back in 2015. That's just crazy to me how time is flying there. And on that note, to circle it back to Independence Day weekend, I think people know by now the Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays usually sell out at our ballpark. That will certainly be the case this weekend. So anybody listening who is still making their weekend plans, you would not want to wait on your tickets for a Sounds game for this weekend. Otherwise, you might be standing in the ballpark without a seat. And Greg, I know that for you that would mean just going to the bandbox. But for anyone else who wants to sit, they don't want to wait on their tickets.
No, man. When I go to watch games. I can play elsewhere. Right?
Bandbox is not a bad place to be.
No, my old butt doesn't need to be down there. Okay, I'll just tell you that. Right. Hey, I want to say something too. This past winter, I really enjoyed you and our good buddy Coach Tom Hodges doing the high school basketball game of the week on, was it Channel 30? Of course, Tom comes on with us every week during basketball season. Tom and I do the Shoot Around Basketball Show together. Just a amazing, talent on top of everything, being a great person. But you guys, I really enjoyed the games. And, man, you had some all-star talent to call games for this past winter.
We had a great run as that schedule turned out, and I appreciate the kind words. I will echo everything and then some you said about Tom, and I told him this after our last game last spring. He is such a joy to work with, not just because of his energy, but the time he puts into preparing and talking to the coaches with me leading into those games, and he really combines the homework with just his natural passion and knowledge for basketball. I feel so fortunate to get to do those games with him. We have so much fun. We try to relay that to the viewers, so I appreciate the kind words, and we did have a great schedule. Brandon Miller being at Cane Ridge the last couple years has helped with that. We saw a lot of Mr. Miller, and now Middle Tennessee needs to sort of quote-unquote replace him as who's the next guy that everybody knows about in the market. We had Darius Garland for a while, then Brandon Miller. So hopefully we'll have somebody else pop up. But, man, I appreciate the kind words. Tom is a joy to work with. I know you guys know him well, and hopefully he and I will be together again this spring.
You like the six-game series?
I do. I do, and I think most everybody has grown to like it. And what I mean by that, the baseball operations people, they like it, that all their minor league affiliates are kind of on that same schedule. They sort of set it up for the week. Here's our rotation. The only potential negative when it first started that people wondered about is if you get an umpiring crew that you disagree with, or the teams have bad blood or something in the Tuesday or Wednesday game, you're thinking, wow, we got to play these guys four more times this week. That hasn't happened. That doesn't happen a lot, especially at the AAA level. Guys are more mature. You just don't see that kind of situation develop very often. The regular off day is great. And I think from a fan standpoint, you guys know our previous schedules over the years. It's like you might be starting a homestand on a Wednesday or a Saturday or a Friday. There was such little rhyme or reason to the schedule in years past. Now, this coming week is going to be an exception because the fourth is on a Monday. But 95% of the time, we are off on Monday. We're playing Tuesday through Sunday. For the most part, it's home a week, road a week, home a week, and so forth. So I think from a fan standpoint, they can then get conditioned to know, okay, if it's X day of the week, the Sounds are either home or, oh, this is their off day. And so I think it's a win for everybody. It's a little weird just because the traditionalist in you is used to a 3 or 4 game series like they do in the major leagues. But I think for numerous reasons, it's worked out well, and I don't see it changing at the AAA level for a while.
Jeff Hem, everybody. Jeff, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, you don't come on enough, and that's our fault.
Yep. We're going to remedy that.
I appreciate it. You guys are the best. Call anytime, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, Jeff. Thanks.
Jeff Hem, voice of the Sounds. Yeah, they out there this weekend, and they have a Monday game at Columbus because it's the fourth. But, yeah, that's...